At Ritual, Mother's Day is kind of a big deal, and we're celebrating accordingly. Find your ritual. If mom needs a bit of stress relief, digestive support, or is looking to support glowy, smooth skin, do it today with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast for 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. She wasted no time pointing out that if Patrick can learn Portuguese, I can learn Czech. Máš pravdu. It's the one and only Teresa.
Vždycky mám pravdu. Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing?
God bless you.
Yes.
What did you say?
I said, I'm always right.
Oh, yeah, you got that right. I wonder what's more difficult, Portuguese or Czech, because Czech. Thank you. All right, then. Then you've answered your own question, because this was not just an intro for intro's sake. Teresa was literally like, you need to learn Czech. Patrick learned Portuguese. Why are you not learning more Czech?
Yeah, you need to. I think you could. I just think that Czech is more difficult to learn because we have wild rules and it's just a language that's not comparable to anything else. Like Portuguese is closer to Spanish.
Yeah.
So if you have a little basis of Spanish from school, I think it's easier to learn.
There's got
to
be some other Slovak languages.
Slavic.
Slavic. There you go. See how bad I am at this, guys? There was a video I showed you a day or two ago.
Oh, yeah.
Of that dog. And it was trying to say an R. I'm sure it's not
called. Trying to say a R.
Guys, listen to that. Do it.
R. It's a sound like an R of a Czech on top.
Tickles in my ears when she does
you
that.
You can say it a little bit.
I don't want to do it directly into the microphone because I think we'll lose listeners, but do it for me.
Say je.
Je.
Yeah.
Je. I don't know.
Say je pa.
Je pa. What is that? What did I just say? I just cursed at you all. You get canceled thanks to my wife.
No, you said, what's the word?
See how difficult this language is?
There is a story about this big, it's like a carrot, but it's big, when people are trying to take it out of the ground.
Sure.
You remember this story?
I know baby carrots and I know regular carrots. I don't know big carrots.
No, it's like a big, it's not a carrot, but repa is something that grows underground like a carrot. Okay. Remember this story? You're trying to get this veggie out. The mom is trying, the dad is trying. Everyone's trying to get it out.
We didn't have that story in the States.
Oh, okay.
But just to further prove my point, how difficult this language is, Teresa had to go to a tutor to learn how to pronounce her own words.
Well, how to pronounce R and R, which is R.
Yeah.
It's just the way we pronounce it. I think most kids go.
In America, nah, you speak like you speak, and that's how we have people like Angela. They talk with whatever accent they want to talk with.
Yes, Angela.
Yeah, we'll get to her.
We'll get there.
But before we do, real quick, a little business. We are on Supercast. We are on Patreon. What are we doing over there? You might be asking. If you're not over there, you might ask, what are these two doing on this premium channel? Well, we're doing something new now because the new season is upon us.
Yes.
A new season everyone's looking forward to called 90 Day the Other Way.
I'm so excited.
Very excited for this. We will be uploading those, dropping those on the Patreon and Supercast. So if you want to hear our thoughts on that season, make sure you join us at the Cousins Club or Family Affair level on Patreon, patreon.com/MarriedToReality or Supercast, marriedtoreality.supercast.com. Of course, it's ad-free. It's business-free. There's none of this up front nonsense talk.
I mean,
it's not really nonsense.
It's not really a nonsense. It's a fun chat.
I just feel like most of our friends already follow the Instagram already.
Yeah, but it's good to remind everyone.
And we get new listeners.
Yeah.
So, all right. I stand corrected. I sit corrected. But it's got none of this. It's just straight to the goods. So if you want to hear our thoughts, if you want nothing but the meat of the episode, join us on Patreon. Join us on Supercast. Patreon.com/MarriedToReality, MarriedToReality.Supercast.com. Also, as I just said, we're on Instagram. Follow us there at MarriedToRealityPod.
Yes.
You can message us there, share your thoughts. We love to hear from you guys. So
love to hear from you guys.
Follow along and shoot us a message at MarriedToRealityPod on Instagram. Also, make sure you're following us wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down, smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as Jasmine's hot pink bathing suit because she was pulling it off.
Now, clarify this for me. Mm-hmm. As hot as the pink because it's a hot pink, or as hot as just the overall dress?
Both.
All right. Smash looks as hot as Jasmine's hot pink dress.
Yeah, I don't like pink. It doesn't go with my complexion, but she's pulling it off.
All right. She looks good. And last but not least, if you haven't left us a review, you guys know we're suckers for a little bit of love. If you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast right here.
Do you have a review?
I sure do, Theresa.
Let's hear it.
All right. We got one from our friend Lisa Sayad 23.
Hello, Lisa.
5 stars.
Love it.
Titled Awesome Pod.
Ooh, I love it, love it.
Lisa writes, these two just have the best takes on the crazy couples on 90 Day Fiancé. It makes me watch the show just so I can listen to the podcast.
That makes me happy. I love that.
I almost feel bad that we're making you watch the show, to be honest. But thank you, Lisa. That's very nice of you.
Very beautiful of you. Thank you so much, Lisa. Always, always makes our weeks.
Yes. So if you haven't left a review, please be like Lisa.
And yeah.
Leave a little something. And we'll read it on this podcast for everyone to hear.
Leave some love.
Lisa, some love.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do you say we do a little 90 day, by the way? Before we go any further, before we get into the meat of the business, what about a little 90 day, by the way?
Let's do it. Let's hear what you've got.
You're not gonna take credit for
I gave you all the by the ways.
She sure did.
Helped you out this week.
She did my job for me this week. All right. By the way, number one, Avery of Avery and Omar launched a perfume.
I thought it was just Avery. Wait. You said Avery of Avery and Omar. Avery,
I always like to clarify, context.
Yeah. I thought you said Avery and Omar. Okay. No, carry on.
But that wouldn't be the worst idea. Like a his and hers cologne.
He's a dentist. I think he just got, he got the U.S. accreditation from Rutgers so he can practice dentistry.
Yeah,
I think he needs to make perfumes.
He's too good for cosmetology?
I think he should stick to teeth.
All right. Well, Avery launched a perfume. She did it in a very classy way, the way most perfumes do. She launched a commercial.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
This was like high-end. High production.
Yeah. Like riding a horse.
She's in the desert. She's riding a horse. She finds the bottle of perfume in this like natural pool of water, poses with it.
Yeah.
Art card, end scene. I'm sold.
She did it all. Yeah. I liked it because it wasn't, I think often 90 Dayers advertise their product that's just, it doesn't want to make me buy it. Because yeah, it's just like, on Instagram, a photo was like, look, I made eyeshadows, but I'm like, I don't know about it. Where did you make it? But this one, that makes me want to potentially go and sniff it at the store.
Right. She's very invested in it. Yeah. She's owning it. She launched it on TikTok shop. I don't have details on price or anything like that. I couldn't find it, but she sold out. She says on TikTok shop. So good for her. And I like this business idea for 90 Dayers because it got me thinking, what would other 90 Dayers perfumes be? Okay. Because Avery, she's launching with two, Ruby Avery, which is a nighttime sexy scent, and Avery Jewel, a more daytime friendly youthful scent.
I like it.
And I'm like, all right, well, who else could launch a perfume? I mean, Angela?
What would it be? Like a cigarette? What's the type of a cigarette?
Marlboro?
No.
It's probably a check word. I can't
mint
say
mint cigarette.
Menthol.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking like cigarettes and hot dogs or something would probably be the scent. Small Ed could launch a cologne. Just
a small cologne.
Just a tiny bottle. Like it's always that sample size, but just mayonnaise and bad breath.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
But you see where I'm going. Like there's a lot of opportunity for 90 Dayers to launch these scents. But it makes sense for her. I didn't know this, but in my research, I found out she's been posting like perfume TikToks for years.
Really?
If you go on her TikTok, I don't know if it's a perfume specific TikTok for her, but she's been posting video after video of her like sampling and talking about perfumes for years.
Oh.
So launching her own.
That makes sense.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah. So there you go. Congrats to Avery. Number two, quick one, short and sweet. Pow of Russ and Pow is now $200,000 richer after winning the Amazon reality show, The Goat.
Yes, I saw that too. I didn't know how much she won. That's pretty good.
$200,000. She's still waiting on it, she said, because I don't know if the show is fully aired. She's still waiting on it, although I don't know why she would announce and articles would be written that she won if they haven't finished airing. But she hasn't claimed the $200,000 yet, but it's coming her way.
It's probably going to be like $85,000 after tax season and everything.
Yeah, although she's in Florida. I wonder what that does. Is it an income?
Maybe a $95,000.
Who watched the show is my first question.
I don't know because I didn't.
Me neither. And no one, we've done a couple, by the ways, about The Goat and her being on it and whatnot. And no one's written it and being like, yeah, I watched it. It's good. You should, like, so many of you guys watch, call in and say, oh, you should watch this or you should watch that. Cover this, please. Cover that. Not a whisper of The Goat.
It means like a, it seems like a challenge that.
Yeah.
You just try to go through. I hate the name. Like the greatest of all time in what? Should have been like.
Just of all time.
Sporty goat.
Oh.
Or like challenge goat. Like tell me what. Like you are not.
Right, the reality goat.
Yeah.
Right, the reality goat.
I like it. You're not the greatest of all times of what? What? Are you Tom Brady? I don't even think he is the goat because the goat of what?
People would say he's the goat.
He can be the goat of football, but he can be the goat.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I would say the goat of football, and here's a real esoteric reference. There was a skit, an Adam Sandler skit, 25 years ago probably, and there was this goat, and he got hit in like the eye with a football, and he did this whole little bit about, oh man, you whizzed that ball, you hit me in the eye, I'll play, you button hooked it, you button hooked me, I'll play it for you. But that would be the goat of football in my eyes.
Yeah.
Two people are nodding along in their car like, yep, I listened to that. Anyways, so she won. She did an interview. She was asked, who would you like to see appear in a future season of The Goat? She said Russ. Husband Russ.
Interesting.
For her, what does she want to appear on? Dancing with the Stars.
What?
First of all, pal, I don't know if you're... What is the level of star you have to be, I guess? There are probably... I'm surprised Small Ed hasn't been on DWTS.
Yeah, they're like C, D, E, F listers.
What is this? It's just the eye chart of celebrities.
Like, I don't watch it, but when I see something on social media, I don't know anyone. Most people, I'm like, who? It's the same thing as the Masked Singer.
He's
like, oh, who is this? Who is this? And then a mask. I'm like, who are you?
Yeah, still don't know. Is that a mask? Take that thing off because I still don't recognize you.
Yeah.
We've watched the Masked Singer at least one episode.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of shows for like C+ celebrities.
Yeah, that's the sweet spot.
Yeah, because like I think people like Brad Pitt are not going to Dance with the Stars.
Well, they're still working on their actual careers. These shows are like in your sunset years. You're not booking any more leading roles, but you still need to make some money. What can I do? The Masked Singer.
Yeah, true.
All right. That is the by the ways. Thank you, Theresa, for those. That was a big help.
You're welcome.
And thank you guys for sending them in. That's always a big help too. Without further ado, though, let's do it. The reason we're here. Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After,
question mark,
season 8, episode 16.
16, I think it's smelling like the end.
I meant to look up how many more episodes, if possible. Sometimes you can go on the TLC calendar and, oh, look at the whole month of July is episodes, but I forgot to.
I think at least four more of this season, and then it's going to be like three tell-all. So
you're probably right.
I think we're going to go into August.
I mean, Emily and Kobe are done, I have to imagine.
Yeah, but there is still more. Like, yeah, I think if there is a new season, it's going to air the earliest in August.
Okay. All right. Don't take our word for it. That's just
our
guess.
We're just speculating.
All right. Here we go. Let's start with Gino and Jasmine. It is time for some competition, swimsuit competition.
Yeah, I don't understand this pageant. So it's like, she's like, okay, right now I'm doing the swimsuit one, and later on I'm going to be doing the costume one. So you keep like coming and going to a place that looks like your grandpa's garage.
Okay, you want to talk about the venue? Let's talk about the venue, because this place was sketchy. There were absolutely people getting second helpings of continental breakfast in the lobby, overhearing like this was a Holiday Inn 2 months away from going bankrupt.
Definitely one of those hotels with not high end, but with a bunch of conference rooms.
Yeah, right. And the other ballroom was like a dentist's conference. Yeah. So the place was sketchy. And then you're right, like the scheduling was peculiar because they kept also calling them rehearsals. I feel like they were like, oh, come back for like the swimsuit rehearsal. I'm like, is this the real thing or is this a rehearsal?
Well, that was my question too. There was audience, there are people judging. There was a bunch of girls with crowns already, which I'm like, where did you get that?
Yeah, I just think the verbiage was weird. I don't know.
I don't understand this pageant. Plus, if you go there from the hotel, why don't you put pants on? Like, she went there in the swimsuit, came back in the swimsuit. So you're gonna, why don't you have like little costume spots, places, put it on? I don't know. This whole thing is weird.
So you're saying if you were covering up, you wouldn't be showing your camel toe?
Gino definitely knew what a camel toe was.
Gino has cameltoe.com saved to his favorites on Netscape Navigator.
It's like, what is a camel toe?
What's
like
a camel toe?
Gino, it's when your bathing suit or pants are stuck in your vagina and looks like a camel toe.
You got that right.
You're right. It does look like a camel toe.
Did you notice she was wearing a necklace?
Yes.
So she won't wear the necklace with the gym clothes, but she was wearing it with the swimsuit.
Well, at least like, all right, she's about to compete, I assume. She's about to walk the walk.
It might be a rehearsal for all I know.
I don't know. This was all strange.
And so Jasmine does this practice pose and Gino goes, that's a four. It's like, gee, tell us how you really feel, Gino.
I feel like this is all, I don't think it's full of him because I don't see him being this mean on his own. Because all of a sudden he went from being a little Gino to like, Jasmine, like, oh, yes, that and this, too. Yeah, your posture is not good. You gotta work on it.
Well, think about this opportunity. Jasmine's been shitting on Gino for years. Now he's got this just beautiful opportunity laid out in front of him for Gino to just criticize her.
That's a good point.
Right? And he's taken full advantage of it because he's been hurt. His manhood's been cut down and now he's taken this opportunity to just bash her any chance he can get and he does it.
That's a good point because he definitely does bash her. And so they get there. We see all the ladies start competing right away. There's no intro, nothing.
No.
Just like walking this made up runway made out of cardboard or something.
I hate to say it, but I'm pretty sure the swimsuit pageant that Darcy and Stacey were a part of on the side of like a public pool at a hotel in Miami was a little more official than this.
I think so too. And that was there. It's like they were trying to be part of the, you know how you have a Broadway show, an off-Broadway show, an off-off-Broadway show, and then you basically perform under a bridge.
Yeah.
So Darcy and Stacey, they were like off-off-Broadway. This is like the under-the-bridge performance.
This is like your neighbor's basement.
Yeah. But they walk the runway. Jasmine gets like standing ovations. Like she's doing all these little spins. I thought she was doing well.
Gino would disagree.
Gino doesn't think so. He says, I think your pageant walk can use some improvement. It's not good.
Oof.
You are not good. Just take off your stupid hat.
I'm telling you, I think he's just taking this opportunity to get back at her.
Yeah, she's mad because she's like, you're always trying to put me down. So you know what? You were uninvited from all the rehearsals.
Well, she was right when she said, don't be my coach, be my husband.
Yeah.
Be part of the audience. Like, you have no business being a coach.
No, but that's what she hired him for. Now she feels like he's fired.
Yeah. So, that's
all. We'll see. I'm curious about the next competition because the next one is the parade of costumes.
That sounds...
She needs to get ready.
Sounds exciting.
But it's like, is it the rehearsal you're competing?
Very confused. Call in, please.
Call in, you guys.
All right. Let's keep it moving. This is a segment I never thought we'd see.
No. And we're talking about Angela, and it's getting late over here, so don't be too loud.
All right, I want the Mac. It's a little late. Angela, for the moment, has forgiven Michael, but still doesn't trust him.
Yeah, and she's like, it's good when we're just talking and not fighting, but you still need to prove me. Like, you mean it, you want to be with me. It's like, enough with the proving. Either trust the man or don't trust
him. It's been, what, 7 years?
7 years of proving.
Yeah, the deadline has come and gone. You either trust him, you either are solid in this relationship.
You need to make up your mind about this because he's not going to change anything about himself at this point.
And Michael's like, well, when I get the green card, I'll be able to show her she can trust me. So.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm not using you for a visa. So Angela decided not to pull his visa, and she decided she's going to stay with him in Ivory Coast,
yeah,
wait it out, and see what happens.
But here's the thing. She goes, all right, I'll stay, we'll wait, but take the chat off your phone.
Oh, yeah.
So that right there proves she doesn't believe a word he's saying. His excuse was, well, I'm on this chat. I'm in this group because I want to learn and find out how to get us to be together as soon as possible. And she's like, okay. So if you believe that, if you believe there's honest reasons for him being in this chat, there's no reason to delete it.
But she never believed him. She never trusted Michael. It's not about a chat or the goofballs. Like, there was always something. And he did lie to her a few times. He did cheat on her a few times. So it's like, I'm not surprised there is no trust, but at this point you either gotta go for it and let go of the past.
Yeah.
Or don't.
Yeah.
Well, and we learned that she did let go of the past for now because here comes the leather jacket, the USA flag, the big bird we like, eagle. Leather jacket, American Michael.
We see Angela first. Let's paint this picture because we see Angela first strolling through an airport and
Savannah, I think.
Teresa went deep on the airport coats to figure this one out. She's like, rocking chairs. There's no rocking chairs in Atlanta. It's got to be Savannah. But we see Angela strolling through the airport at first. And I'm like, okay, this is her leaving Nigeria because we never got the goodbye scene.
Yes.
And I know she was saying like, well, now I'm back, blah, blah. And like my brain didn't comprehend that she was back in America, but she is strolling, chest puffed out, Miss America. And who's strolling alongside next to her?
Mr. America.
Michael, like this is wild.
It's happening.
This is why we watched the show.
Yeah, and we obviously all knew because of the drama. We knew he's here, but we didn't know how he got here. And I'm glad they showed us because until this episode, actually, I didn't think he would ever come.
I know. It was still seeing it, even knowing he made it here and he ran away and all that. Still seeing it was like, wow, there he is. Michael in America.
Yes.
Mind blowing.
Michael in the USA, the land of the free.
So
as he's going to set himself.
Exactly. They got their visa approved within like 2 weeks, I guess, of us last catching up with them. And so she stayed with Michael until it happened. And then they headed to the States and they're cruising along. Michael's first impression of America. There's no traffic here. No beep, beep. And to that,
bro,
I say,
you are in deep, deep woods of Georgia.
Well, to that, I say, you definitely didn't fly into Atlanta then.
No.
Because that's all Atlanta is.
Yeah, Atlanta is the worst, and the traffic sucks.
That's one of the worst things about it, is the beep, beep.
Yeah, Atlanta has one of the worst traffics on the East Coast.
It's like LA traffic on the East Coast.
It's really bad.
Really bad.
It just sucks.
It's cause, probably because everyone's trying to leave because they don't want to be there.
I mean, it's a good hub. Like, the Atlanta airport isn't bad.
Not bad.
It's huge. It's always busy.
Yeah.
But Angela definitely did not land in Atlanta. I think she landed in Savannah because Hazelhurst is close to Savannah.
Is that true?
Yeah, because you remember once she said she drove to that, the future teller in Savannah. And it was like 45 minutes or an hour. She said it wasn't too far.
That's a good point.
So I think that's why they took a cab.
Cute. Cute place.
So definitely in Georgia and the woods of Georgia. I mean, yeah, no traffic, dark at night.
Yeah.
It's not a, unless you, and it's everywhere unless you are in a major city.
Yeah. All right. So this, the plan here is a little surprise attack. We were surprised Michael made it.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone at the house is going to be surprised as well.
Yes. I think the kids will be excited, but Skylar might not be because Skylar is not a big fan of Michael. So Angela wants to go in first. She wants Michael to wait 5 minutes and then come in to surprised.
Set your clock for 5 minutes. I thought maybe this was when he made the run for it.
Could you
imagine you just hear like the tires just screeching and Michael peels out. He's like, I made it.
That would be the perfect exit for him.
Just pop into that driver's seat and just gun it.
With all her stuff too.
All his stuff. We just have that footage of him just driving off into the sunset. Would have been beautiful.
But yeah, no, Angela walks in and that was it. But I think she's going to kind of like try to trick Skylar into thinking Michael's not here to get her real reaction. And then he's going to come.
Yeah. All right. I think this is a good place to take a break. When we come back, we're going to head even further south. All right. Maybe we'll fly into the Fort Lauderdale airport.
Or Miami.
Or Miami.
Mm-hmm.
You choose. All right. We will tell you about our sponsor for this episode, and we'll be back in a second.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
that was like Muhammad of even Muhammad.
I know. I wasn't going for it.
You will get it done.
I wasn't going for it. It just came out of me.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
You will get it done.
I wonder if you got deported.
Did he get deported?
I think so, because she like divorced his ass, but he like blamed her from something like abuse. Like that was messy.
Violence, yeah, at home. Anyways.
Anyways, let's talk about Lauren and Alexi.
It's Lauren's big day out.
Yeah, because her new bod needs some new clothes for a date night she's going out with Alexi on.
They went straight to the prom rack. Lauren is with her friend Noga. And so they go straight to the prom rack. Lauren is looking for something that screams, I still got it, but I'm really trying not to get pregnant again.
So it makes me a little sad that she, okay, yes, she has three kids, but she is in her mid-30s. She did get, she still got it before the surgery. She definitely still got it now.
Yeah.
It's sad that she still feels this way. And she said it, she's like, I don't think that the body dysmorphia has gone just because I made all these surgeries. I still see every single imperfection.
Of course, that's why it's body dysmorphia. There's nothing wrong with your body. It's something with your mind.
Yeah, I don't have body dysmorphia, but I get very judgmental over everything. If something's a little off, I'm like, nope.
On yourself.
Yeah.
Not on others.
Yeah, on myself. Oh. Yeah, but I can also kind of make excuses to... Oh, I just had a big burger. It's okay if I pop a button. It's like, okay, it's going to go back to normal in 24 hours.
I think that's healthy.
Yeah.
So Gino might be managing Lauren too, because the first dress she came out in was like this Barbie pink dress.
No, it wasn't fitting her. And Lauren didn't feel comfortable because she felt like she feels all the dimples, which I didn't see the dimples. I just don't like the color on her.
Yeah, I thought it was a fine dress.
It was a nice dress on her. The fit was nice, not the color. But then she goes for something wild, like a wild cat. I have a problem with these cats because I always think everything is a tiger. But I think it was a leopard because I wrote it down.
I think this was leopard. I confuse leopard and cheetah.
I confuse everything with a tiger.
In a couple more years, she'll be a cougar.
She still is like 20.
Well, 45. I think you could be a cougar at 45.
Really? I think it's too young for a cougar.
You think so?
I think you need to hit 50 to be a cougar.
It depends who you're. If you're 45 and you're hitting on a 20-year-old at the bar.
So you're saying that Darcy and Stacey are just a couple
absolutely.
Of cougars?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So, yes, she tries on this leopard print dress, has a high slit, it's serving sex. And she's like, you know what? This reminds me of the sex sheets that Alex's mom used to put on the bed when we'd visit. And I had to do a double take because I didn't know what that meant. I wasn't sure if like mom threw down some plastic sheets because she knew that the Lexi and Lauren got dirty.
I think it's the same thing as like my mom put on these Valentine's Day sheets. They're just filled with hearts.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call them sex sheets, but I mean, we may as well.
but Lauren likes it. She's like, I think this will remind him of the good old days. This will remind him of the sex sheets. And she loved the dress. Regardless, I think she felt good in it.
Yeah, I don't love the leopard print, but I like the cut, like the open bag of the dress being a little longer. It was nice.
Now, I'm not prepared to get the emails and calls that I'm going to get from this comment, but I don't think there's any way to look classy in a leopard print dress.
I agree. Sometimes like high-end shops, higher end, like Zara or like Banana Republic or, you know, those stores that the dresses are a little pricier.
Yeah.
Do have a leopard print here and there. Sometimes I'm like, oh, doesn't look too bad. But then I picture myself in it.
Well,
no. You know what I'll go for? Yeah. I do love a zebra print. I have a few pieces with my zebra print. You know that.
It's classier. Yeah. I think you like a zebra jacket too. Like
yeah.
A
and
blazer.
I have a zebra like button down.
Now that's classy actually. That's actually a very classy print. So if you guys are looking for a classy animal print, zebra is definitely the way to go. Now, I think you can look hot. I think you can look sexy.
Yes.
But I don't think you can look like classy. Like I wouldn't go to
a definitely wild dress.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to a nice dinner in a leopard print.
Yeah, I think I would hit the club with a cat print.
Yeah. But okay. It's time for the date night. We get the date night reveal. Lauren gets into the sex sheets and comes out, and Alex is just like, wow, wow, wow.
It does remind me of the sex sheets from my mom. Which keep saying sex sheets and mom in one sentence just creeps me out. Yeah. I'll just be honest.
Yeah. It's a little something.
It's a little something, but he loves it. So they get to a restaurant and Lauren feels nervous, like more nervous than on her first day with Alex, just because it's new me who this.
Yeah. They haven't really had a date like this in a long time.
Yeah.
Probably a lot.
They have 303.
Probably a lot of pressure on them to be like, is the spark still there? Can we still have a conversation, just the two of us? I imagine a lot of parents are like that, who have one kid, two kids, three kids for sure. It's like, yeah, when it's just the two of us, can we even function without those little guys? So they're having their date and they're talking about Lauren getting back to normal. And Alex is like, you got to get back to normal quick. And she's like, well, speaking of that, I think I want to find myself again. I was so focused on babies these last couples of years. I want to focus on my career. I want to be a working mom.
And then she says, I want to go back to advertising or marketing. I thought she worked in HR.
Maybe at like a marketing agency.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. I could be wrong. But yeah, that sounds... I remember something we watched. She was setting up a desk in her apartment.
Yeah, that was HR.
Yeah.
When someone says HR, I just picture Toby Flenderson.
Toby Flenderson is everything that's wrong with the paper industry.
He sure is.
So here's the part of the season where I start to slowly take back every nice thing I said about Alex.
Okay.
Because he's basically like, no, you're a mom, you're a woman, stay home, cook, you can't work, the kids expect you to be home. And he's just pulling any independence she has or wants away from her.
I agree with that, but I don't think he's coming from like a malicious place. I think he's coming from a place of, we have three kids under 3 years old. They are used to having mom around all the time. And all of a sudden, they all gonna be in daycare. You're gonna be working, maybe traveling. Like, I can see. I think if you are a stay-at-home mom, I think you stay at home until the kids get older, then it's easier. Or if you want to be a working mom, you had to be a working mom from the start. So the kids get used to it. The hubby gets used to it. You get into a rhythm. Because imagine, you get your mommy for a few years and all of a sudden, mommy is gone for 9 hours a day. That's, where is she?
Isn't that what they do in Czech? 3 years and then...
Then you go... When you're 3 years old, then you go to preschool. They all do. So it's normal. You're surrounded by other kids.
You could pop a three-year-old into preschool here.
Yeah, but they're like 3-2-1.
That's a fair point. I just think, why does she have to sacrifice maybe her mental health and her...
Listen, I'm not saying that I'm with Alex on this one. He should support her in whatever she wants to do. If they can do it financially, because I think sometimes that's another issue. If the wife makes less money than a preschool would cost, right? Yeah. Then sometimes it's easier if she stays home for a little bit until the kids can go to a public school.
Sure.
So there are maybe other factors that Alex is thinking of. But otherwise, like, they seem to be fine with money. So if she wants to work, she should work.
Yeah. Well, who knows if they're fine with money. We were saying they should be hiring a cleaning lady and someone to do, like, and they didn't do that. So you're right, though. I mean, someone does have to sacrifice, or both people do have to compromise, or when you have kids, yeah, you have to make different sacrifices and decisions. But just the way he was just like, absolutely not. The kids don't care about you being strong. They care about you being like there.
And I think a little, maybe that's how Alex grew up. Maybe that's what he sees and what he knows and what he feels like is right.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up with working parents. Like, both of my parents work. I was in preschool until, well, my mom went back to work when I was two. So she was with me for a little over 2 years. But you can stay home for 3 years in Czech. Or up to four, actually, we learned. So... yeah, it's a little different. But yeah, I grew up with working parents. So for me, yeah, it makes sense that both parents work.
Well, let's see. Let's see if Lauren can get her groove back.
Yes.
All right. Let's move on. Oy vey.
Ashley and Manuel.
Oy vey. Drama continues here, of course. Ashley and her sister just came home and confronted Manuel on, what did you do with the money in New York? Were you sending it to people? Were you sending it to your ex?
Yeah, this is after the call with Jonathan. So like, they hung up. Yeah. And Manuel finally says, yes, I do talk to the mother of my kids, okay? And then I do like what Ashley said, because she says something I've been saying. Ashley says, I'm not mad that he's talking to the mother of his kids. That makes a lot of sense. I'm mad that he's lying to me about it. Why is he lying to me about it? If he needs to support the kids, like, I get it. But why do you lie?
Right. He's talking and sending money to his ex because his kids probably don't have bank accounts that he can just direct deposit the money to. So it has to go to the ex to then go to the kids. So his story checks out, but it's the secrecy that raises red flags. Yeah.
And then Manuel does not. She feels offended that Ashley doesn't trust him when he told her that he didn't send money to anyone when they were in New York City, because that was one of the accusations. Like, you just told her that you've been lying to her for a long time, and then you feel he used the word offended that she thinks he sent money to someone while they were in New York and he didn't. It's like, who cares about the details? You lie.
Yeah. I don't know that he did send money in New York. I mean, maybe he
did. But he said he didn't. But so Ashley was like, oh, you send money to your baby mama when we're in New York. He said, oh, I didn't. And he feels offended that she thinks that. But he just told her that, yeah, I've been lying to you about talking to her.
Well, did he say I've been lying? She feels like it's been a lie.
Because he said it. He said, yeah, and I didn't tell Ashley I talked to the mom of the kids.
That's true.
Which
is
that.
Which is a dumb lie, because you should be talking to the mother of your kids.
And that's what Ashley said too. She's like, I'm not mad that he's talking. Yeah. I'm mad that he's lying about it. And so, like, if you just come out after you've been telling lies and you feel offended when someone thinks that you're lying, it's like, she has all the rights to think that you're lying, because you are indeed lying.
Yeah. This relationship is so dumb.
It's so dumb.
Every time I see them, I'm like, why are you guys still together? You guys are both miserable. You literally,
so dumb.
You both are miserable, and you're not even having makeup sex anymore.
Yeah. Ugh. He needs to go back, and she needs to find someone like a wizard. Who's going to understand.
Yeah. Like a wizard.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Next.
Next, we've got Patrick and Thais.
So a couple date nights on this episode.
Yeah.
They went to the place they had their first date.
Brazilian steakhouse. And I feel like I need to go soon.
Fogo de Chão.
Ooh, that's the best one.
They went to Fogo de Chão. Or if you're not looking to drop $200, Texas de Brazil.
It's only that expensive if you drink expensive drinks. Otherwise, I think it's like $65 a person and then whatever you drink. So it can be $150 if you have a few beers. If you don't drink fancy whiskey like yourself.
Yikes. Also, pro tip, don't fill up on the salad bar, because that's just a waste of money. Bring on the meats.
The meats were good.
All right. So this was an enlightening segment, because I don't think I realized Patrick spoke basically zero Portuguese when they met.
It was an enlightening segment for me too, because I was like, why isn't John studying 6 hours a day? What is he doing?
Yeah, when did Patrick have time to do that?
I don't think you do study 6 hours a day, but I think if you found...
I studied 30 minutes a day for like 6 months.
I think if you can find 30 minutes a day, that's all you need. Like when I shower, or like when you have a minute.
There's this learning curve, and the beginning is pretty easy. The ahoys, the XMA, shiekui, like all those single words, the greetings, it's easy. And then just your sentence structure makes zero sense. So it becomes very difficult.
But you need to learn. Like, you promised. I never said I would force you. I'm not forcing you, but I think it would be cool if you could.
I think it would be very cool. I would love to be bilingual. And really, I would love to like have a secret language that when we are at Fogo de Chão and they're not bringing us our fourth round of meats,
exactly,
we can just curse them out and check.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll get on it. So, all right. He spent hours a day learning Portuguese when they first met. And that's commitment. That's that's proving something.
Yes.
To say the least.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, he went from not speaking any Portuguese to speaking Portuguese. And I think it helped him connect with his dad too. But it wasn't the only thing that helped him connect with Jose. It was the apartment.
Right.
The apartment that he wants to keep so badly without fully explaining why. And I think this was a nice little segment where he opened up to his wife.
Yeah, he was crying. She was crying. He was saying, oh, my parents got divorced and I'd be lucky to see my dad like once a year at a motel because he was a truck driver. So I'd have to wait a year for his route to come back. Truck drivers make a lot of money.
Yes. So I don't know. Truck driver in the U.S., I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where he was. They weren't seeing each other at motels.
Especially the long haul ones that sleep in the back of the car. They make good cash.
You're making six figures.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like out the gate.
Definitely if you are the one that drives cars. Those new cars.
We did look that up once. Those they might make like 180 or something.
Yeah, because it's ridiculous. Like, imagine you're driving a truck with 15 new cars on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wild.
The insurance on that must be crazy.
Crazy. But
maybe Jose was bad with money. My point was just like, he seemingly needs this money. Patrick's giving him money. Oh, I need money for gravel. And it's like, if you had a solid job in the States for all those years and then you moved to Brazil, like if you were smart with your money and you banked some, you probably would be okay.
Yeah, but I don't think he retired in the U.S. Otherwise, I mean, he could have gotten his 401k maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. I'm just saying it's way more affordable in that town in Brazil.
Correct.
Where if he banked half, a third of what you have to bank to retire in the States, if Patrick's literally saying, oh, it's a couple hundred dollars for this apartment.
Yeah.
He should be able to live fine, but he's still needing money from Patrick.
Yeah.
But who knows? I can't count this money. But Patrick makes the point like, yeah, our relationship was strained, but the apartment had brought us kind of back together. It was symbolic. It meant something. And why throw that away for a few hundred bucks? And Thais is like, all right, we can keep it. It makes sense.
Yeah. But then Patrick makes sense that he says, well, your dad's never done anything for our relationship either. Like, we're blaming my dad for doing this and that. But your dad doesn't support us. He didn't give us anything. And Thais is like, you know what? I can wrap my mind around Jose. I can try to get close to him, but I want you to get close to my dad.
Right. And we learned they planned this little vacation, a vacation from their vacation. They're going somewhere a few hours away. And so Thais says we should invite Carlos on this vacation. Patrick, you can bond. You can ask for his blessing, and that'll make me happy. And then Patrick's like, all right, but I'd like John to come on this trip as well.
So it's like, oh, I want you to bond with my dad. Okay, I want you to bond with my dad. Okay, I want you to bond with John.
Yeah. Well, if John just contractually, I think, has to go anywhere that Patrick goes because it's kind of boring without him.
Yeah. But this was cute. They hacked it out. They said, I love you. Thais finally like understands Patrick a little more, and he apparently never gets emotional in front of her, so this was good.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's good to let it all out.
Let it out.
Yes.
All right. How about let it all hang out?
Are you talking about Rob in Kansas City or the good old KC?
Rob the Knob. KC. Travis Kelce.
Oh, yeah.
King of KC. People still talking about them? I feel like I just traveled back to like February.
Yeah, no one cares anymore.
So Rob is back in KC. Sophie moved out and she's like, yeah, it'll just be for a few days. But Rob doesn't believe it.
Yeah, and it's his birthday. He wants to have fun. He wants to be surrounded by people who love him. So he's back home. He grew up in KC, but he hasn't been here in 8 years.
This is just a parade of red flags. Like, one, Sophie moved out. Two, she said it's going to be a couple days.
Yeah.
Rob doesn't believe her.
Mm-hmm.
Three, he's celebrating his birthday without her.
Yeah.
Four, he went to KC without her. Like, it's a parade of red flags. It's not good. It's not going to end well.
Yeah, but he's going to meet his mom. Lovely lady.
Here's my question about mom. So he grew up in Kansas City. He's got friends and family there. Mom's one of them. If he's got friends and family, if mom's there, why is he staying in a hotel?
Mm.
This guy seemingly doesn't have a ton of money.
Yeah.
Money's an issue for them.
That's interesting.
Why are you staying at a hotel?
Maybe mom doesn't have a lot of space, or she has a husband now that doesn't get along with Rob. I don't know.
But
that's a good point. I didn't think about it.
She seemed like a sweet lady. On the way to meet her, he was just like, man, I used to be all up and down these streets. Right down that street is a girl I lost my virginity to. Right there on this corner, used to have the biggest crush on this girl. This girl right here, her mom told her to break up with me too. Yeah, Claire isn't the first. Like,
yikes.
You do have a history, Rob.
Yikes.
And then we met Rob's mom, who was sucking back cocktails, living her best life.
Best life. And Rob gets one too because, hey, it's his birthday.
Yeah. And it was just like mom kind of comforting son, being like, well, I know commitment's tough for you. I support your relationship, but I'm worried about you. A wholesome, little wholesome yeah. segment.
And Rob just feels stuck in this limbo of, is Sophie coming back or is she just going to leave me? And I think he's leaning towards the leaving.
Here's the thing. If she comes back, she's going to leave again.
Yeah.
You guys have solidified that pattern.
So. I don't know why Sophie keeps him on this imaginary hook.
Green card.
True, but you're from England. Just go back.
Green card.
Yeah. I don't love Rob, but I do feel a little bad for him when it comes to the way he lives waiting for her. Meanwhile, he wants to have fun elsewhere because it must suck. It must be tough. Imagine you're married, but your wife doesn't live with you. She lives elsewhere. You know what's going on. And you probably feel like, well, this might be it. I want to let some steam out, but you can't because you are married.
Well, he was letting some steam out a little bit. He was like the kettle was whistling.
A little bit.
It wasn't boiling over, but it was catcalling.
Yeah, because he's heading to a club. Before he does, we see Sophie at Kay's house a little bit, who are also heading out. And Sophie's like, well, Rob left for KC without me. I just hope he's not going to do anything wrong because I don't want to give up on this relationship. So why aren't you with him?
When he used to live in KC, he used to be a hoe. It's like, okay.
Why didn't you go with him then?
Yeah, be with your man.
Yeah.
That, like, now you're just trying to see what trouble he can get into.
Literally. It almost feels like she's testing him. But
totally.
Then, how are you going to know? Well, I mean, the cameras, I guess.
There's cameras. Yeah, so Rob's at the club in a private booth. Bottle girls all around. There's like a neon sign that says, happy birthday, Rob. It was a party. It's quite the event. The shots were flowing. The girls were twerking. Rob starts talking astrology to one of the bottle service girls.
Yeah, he loves the bottle girls.
Then his friend Tuan shows up, and Tuan was not surprised how Rob was behaving.
It was Tuan Son. Didn't say his name is Tuan Son.
I believe it said Tuan Son. It said Tuan on screen.
Yes.
But I believe he did introduce himself by his legal name, Tuan Son. Here's just a PSA to all the men listening, all seven men listening. Stop flirting with the women who are being paid to flirt with you.
True.
Rob's like, woo-wee. Like, I'm going to get lucky tonight with these girls. Rob, they're being paid, literally being paid to sit next to you.
I mean, Julia wants to know if he's single.
Oh, no, she doesn't.
He's like, oh, I'm in a very complicated relationship.
No, you're not.
Julia's getting her 3 seconds of fame. She's like, I'm obsessed with him. He's perfect. I'm going to take him home. I'm here all night, baby. It's like, really, Julia?
You've seen him for 7 minutes in a black light setting. What are you obsessed with?
Also, he is in a complicated marriage. Why are you obsessed with him?
You're not in a complicated situation. You're in a marriage.
Yeah. It's a complicated one. I'll give him that.
It's complicated.
Yeah.
But it's more than a complicated situation.
True.
It's a marriage.
Yeah. Rob is being tempted by Julia, who's obsessed with him.
Yeah. Also, don't trust a girl who's mic'd up by production. Mm-hmm. Like, if she's mic'd up by production, she's probably been put up to say something juicy.
Well, we'll see something juicy on the tell-all because if they somehow can get through this...
They always get the strippers on the tell-all now.
Sophie's not going to like it.
Well, she's not really a stripper, but for the right price, she would be.
All right.
Okay.
We'll see how the night's going to end on the next episode. But before that, we have one more couple.
Last but not least.
We have Kobe and Emily and the awaited Valerie speech.
He made his appearance. And he said he had a lot of worries for his brothers and this white lady. But Emily, you've shown us despite everything, you can take care of your husband. It's not about being black or white. It's about what the couple wants.
But then he tells the cameras that he won't stop checking to make sure Kobe made the right decision. So this was all a little BS for the wedding. But Kobe's happy. He's like, oh, my friend, my family is supporting us.
It was a good little shindig. It was quite the party.
It was good. And I believe that Kobe's family is all on board. It's just his couple of freaking friends who have some sort of an issue.
Yeah. But all's well that ends well. Dad gave the blessing.
Yes. And so the elders.
Yeah, made it official. They partied till the break of dawn. And then next day, it's been 2 weeks in Cameroon. So it's time to say goodbye. And also give some parting gifts.
Goodbye, Kobe.
Oh,
goodbye,
that's good.
Kobe. It's like goodbye, Toby.
That's good. That's two Toby Flenderson references in one episode. Emily wants to give her Cameroonian father-in-law a traditional American dad outfit.
Well, it was kind of a joke because when Kobe first came to the U.S., he brought David a traditional Cameroonian outfit.
And he hasn't taken it off since.
David loves that. So they brought him the cargo shorts, high socks, sneakers, fanny pack, and the button down with the American flag.
It was a good look.
It was a good look. His own wife better recognize him.
It's a good look. Yeah, it was fun.
The American grandpa.
It's fun when you can kind of just not take yourself or your culture so seriously.
Yeah.
And just be like, yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, but they hug it out. They say goodbyes and off to Kansas City they are.
Are they Kansas? They're
Selena.
Selena.
But they have to fly to KC.
Selena.
I believe they have to fly to KC.
All right. Well, there you go. That is it. Episode 16 in the books. Good episode, but yeah, we must be winding down.
Winding down, but guys, tell-alls are my fave.
Ooh.
Can't wait for this.
Outfits, the segment.
All of it, the segment. Oh. And we get Angela, so let's see if we're going to get to see her nips again.
Oh, yeah. Set your DVRs. So there you go.
Or don't.
If you guys want to hear more, we got a new season starting, 90 Day The Other Way.
Yes.
Everyone's looking forward to that. It'll be dropping on Patreon. It'll be dropping on Supercast. Patreon.com/MarriedToReality. MarriedToReality.supercast.com. So check that out, starting at the Cousins Club level. Also, make sure you're following us on Instagram at MarriedToRealityPod. You can message us there. Share your thoughts. What are you thinking about this season? Are you excited about The Other Way? Let us know. Call in.
Yes.
Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening right now. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as the beautiful review we got from our friend
Lisa Sayed, 23.
Thank you, Lisa. Because that was a beautiful review.
Beautiful review. Awesome pod. She says, awesome review, yes. Lisa. So be like Lisa. If you haven't left a review, please do. You guys know we're suckers for some love. And if you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast right here for everyone to hear.
Yes.
All right, that is it. I've said it all. Sure have, Teresa. That means we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's FORHERS.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At Ritual, Mother's Day is kind of a big deal, and we're celebrating accordingly. Find your ritual. If mom needs a bit of stress relief, digestive support, or is looking to support glowy, smooth skin, do it today with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast for 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.